It's the Daily Dust.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
I absolutely think it's the time for gossip. Johnny Depp popped up at Comic-Con yesterday in full Scrooge costume to promote his upcoming movie, Ebenezer. Typical Johnny Depp, why are you here? Anyway, he'll star in the upcoming A Christmas Carol adaptation in theaters November 13th. John Bon Jovi abruptly ended last night's show after 90 minutes due to a sinus infection. He told the audience to hold on to their tickets because he'd figure out how to reschedule. Yeah, he'd already done 90 minutes, y'all. Isn't that a full concert? Tom Holland made Hot Ones history by becoming the first guest to vomit on camera.
Let's go!
Oh, has anyone...
That might be the first on set ever.
I love being the first.
Tom Holland. Such a real one. Luke Evans' corset for the Rocky Horror Picture Show is so tight that he keeps oxygen tanks off stage to help him breathe. He plays Dr. Frankenfurter. And Oprah Winfrey revealed on the Baby This Is Keke Palmer that she was grown before she realized her real name is actually Orpah, which is taken from the Bible's Book of Ruth, by the way.
You know, it's that whole Ruth and Naomi story, and, you know, Ruth said, wherever thou goest, I will go, and then Orpah said, I'm going back, I'm sorry, I can't. Too long. Nobody knew how to spell it. So it turned out, on my birth certificate, it's Orpah, and then people started calling me Oprah. Once they started with Oprah, that's it. I didn't learn until I was, like, probably 20 or something that... Oh, this isn't really my name.
Is it still on your birth certificate as Orpah?
As Orpah.
Yeah. So Orpah was the other daughter-in-law who was like, I'm out. And she yeeted herself out of there. The Beach Boys are rescheduling all of their summer dates. So Mike Love, the only remaining OG member, can rest and recharge. Does that mean John Stamos gets a break? Kylie Kelce spoke publicly for the first time about attending the wedding of her brother-in-law, Travis Kelce, and Taylor Swift.
It was absolutely magical. We love them so, so dearly. Taylor's been part of the family now for quite some time. Anything else you can check in with Taylor and Travis about?
Yeah, she said it was really just a formality because Taylor was already part of their family. A George Michael concert film is expected to hit theaters by the end of the year. This Christmas will mark the 10th anniversary of his death. And NBC's Today Show has introduced stricter guest security protocols following a July 16th incident where an intruder breached 30 Rockefeller Center and lunged at co-anchor Craig Melvin while shouting a racial slur. And a dirt alert. No. No, a Kardashian alert. So Kim Kardashian is poking fun at her bar exam setback in a new energy drink ad for her brand Update. It features women's rights attorney Gloria Allred.
And she said, get your up and work. This is not what I pictured.
She actually said to get your
Did she even ever pass the bar?
No. I didn't pass the bar. I raised it.
No. That's Gloria Allred proving that she doesn't care who you are. If you pay her, she'll represent you. That's the Daily Dust.
What can I say except you're welcome?